Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Let's kick off another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. This time, finance keeps the score on success in the company. It's the final article in the series called Building a Finance Function Fit for the Future. I hope you've been listening into the previous shows and have gotten to know everything you need to know about the finance operating model of the future. And I'm very excited to be closing today with, I think, a topic that's very close to my heart and speak a bit about how finance needs to get involved in driving forward the company agenda. So every business, and here at least we are talking about for-profit businesses, is playing to win. In fact, that is axiomatic to business itself. We all understand that the purpose of our organization is to operate to the best of its ability within its given market and to generate the greatest possible value for its stakeholders and shareholders. Now, of course, you can sometimes be in a market or industry that is not attractive, or you need to pivot into something else. For most companies, of course, it's about winning in the space that they're in. Of course, what that value looks like will vary depending on the nature of the organization. In every business, though, at least some of the, let's call them scorecards, will be kept by the finance function. So how do you know if you're winning? It's our role in finance to track progress and to provide reliable data and insight to inform stakeholders about the position and success of the business when measured against benchmark or the company's own strategy or business plans or whatever you're basing your plans on. But there are some crucial first principles that we must attend to first. In particular, what are the benchmarks that we are measuring against? What does winning actually look like? And how can we be confident that the information we are gathering and presenting is accurate, reliable, and useful? And this whole notion about winning comes from Roger Martin's and A.J. Lafferty's Playing to Win strategy framework. It all starts with crafting a winning aspiration. What is it you want to achieve as a company? Then you are choosing where to play and how to win. If you choose a playing field in which you cannot win because you don't have the best cost structure or you don't have the best product, you need to redefine the playing field or choose a different playing field. And of course, the how to win tactics must outperform, outmaneuver competition. And remember, the actions that you take are not taken in a vacuum. They're taken at the same time as your competitors are taking action. Sometimes they may be following you. Sometimes they may be going down different paths. But it's all like a chess game, right? So if you Google strategy and you look at the pictures, it's often about chess because there's lots of moving parts. And when we make a move, someone might be responding to it, or perhaps we may be reacting to the move of others. So that's the playing field that we are within trying to win. So back to how finance is getting involved in this. You could say reassurance through systems. The key to reliable scorekeeping can be found in well-designed management systems, also part of Roger Martin's Playing to Win framework. Carefully considered systems enable us to produce a single source of truth. If you're in finance, you have certainly heard one set of numbers or single source of truth over the past decade or two. Regarding the position of the business, and provided that those systems are agreed upon and have buy-in from every organizational stakeholder, they form the foundation of all reporting and forecasting. Now, if every business leader in the company bring their own numbers to the meeting, you're dead in the water. You're not going to have a productive discussion about anything. So it's crucial that finance, in principle, it could be anyone, of course, in the company. I just think finance is the best place to do this. Takes up this role of keeping other functions accountable to the plans that we have agreed, but is an active participant in finding ways of delivering on those plans and bridging any gaps. Finance is not external from everything else that goes on in the company. We might see ourselves as neutral and objective, and in some way we are, because we bring the single source of truth. But it doesn't mean we don't have responsibility. Speaking of strategy frameworks, first, there's a range of established frameworks by which those management systems might be developed. But coming back to Roger Martin, celebrated strategist, one of the leading management thinkers in the world, I really like his line of thinking. Maybe you don't even know him. You should definitely Google him. Buy the book. I have the book. He also just published a new book called The New Way to Think, where he talks about different kind of models in our society and in business that sort of drives everything that we do. Sometimes for good, sometimes for worse. It's very highly interesting. But he's written extensively about the three categories of a management system. He refers to these systems that, one, drive disproportionate resource investment by enabling organizations to identify competitive advantages. Now, if you have no competitive advantages, you won't win. And, you know, speaking of celebrated management thinkers, we can go all the way back to Michael Porter and talk about the two strategies for winning: differentiation or cost leadership. You can say simple way to look at it, but many companies are pursuing strategies like that. Speaking of where I came from, Maersk, for many years, the majority part of that company was driving the cost leadership agenda. But it meant that the product got commoditized and that it was very hard to make money. So they needed to redefine their playing field from a network business sailing large vessels with containers, being asset owners. So they redefined the playing field to the customers' supply chain. Thinking of it end to end, expanded significantly the product palette that they could work with, and enabling them to take a much larger share of the customer supply chain. And because they were asset owners, they had a competitive advantage in this game. But of course, also needed to develop a lot of new capabilities, right? So it's just a simple example that, but typically companies will go down those two axes to develop competitive advantages. So that was point number one. Point number two, specify novel allocation of decision rights, or in other words, allow management to delegate effectively. Now, Roger Martin often talks about strategy cascade. Haven't you heard that also in your companies? Cascading strategy throughout the company so that we can execute on the intentions of the strategy. However, if all the power remains at the management level, the company will become very inefficient and likely not execute very well. So it's very important that these things can be delegated throughout the company. And finance here plays a crucial role in ensuring that the plans are translated into concrete actions at the next level and at the next level and at the next level. Conversely, going back to point number one, finance can also be part of quantifying potential competitive advantages and work together with the strategy team to qualify which would work best. So point number two is to ensure delegation can happen. Point number three, mandate non-standard measurement and tracking. For example, by establishing frameworks and incentives for bug or error reporting, even when that falls outside stakeholders' day-to-day scope. All right, so what we want to ensure is that we get feedback on if the strategy is working or not. Right, so we need to establish measurement and management systems around every single point of the cascade and ensuring there's an effective feedback loop as well. Sometimes that means going beyond these standard measures because they might just highlight that something is not going right. So we need to dig into it and we need to look broadly to understand what it is that is working and what is not working. So those are three categories that needs to be part of the management system. As I mentioned, there's of course a wide range of frameworks that can be used. And this is just one example of a framework for management systems. While it's a particularly well-considered one, by all means, lots of companies are using Roger Martin's approach to strategy and of course, keeping score. The most important principle is simply to develop a system at all. Any system is better than no system because it enables the standardization of work and therefore the ability for the organization to understand itself better. And most companies today have management systems. They might not label them management systems, but if you want to know if you're meeting your strategic objectives, you likely, of course, have your annual planning process, typically budgeting. You have your monthly reporting. You have your quarterly review sessions where you maybe look more tactically at how we do it. Then you probably have annual strategy reviews. Now, I'm not going to go into discussion here whether that's the right approach or not, but most companies, they function like that. And that's just the financial part of the management system. Then you might have S&OP, might have human resource planning, and so on. So lots of different planning and management parts of the management systems are working as a whole part of the company. Many companies, though, one challenge is that they're siloed, which is also why you would see a big push for finance and FP&A teams to cut much more across. Ensure we have one approach, call it XP&A, so extended planning analysis, and we do it in one single way across the company. And that doesn't necessarily mean that finance needs to tell everyone how to do it or do it the finance way. It's to figure out what's the best way for the company to manage the outcomes that we are looking for from a strategic perspective. In simple terms, we win or lose together. So finally, we must remember that every function within an organization is interconnected, yet interdependent. Wins and losses are not siloed or individual, but rather shared with and contingent on the success and failure of the business as a whole. Interdependence is the watchword for modern business. And the finance function is uniquely placed to act as the key nexus of understanding. Just, again, remember, we win and lose together. This is such a critical point. I often hear finance people, and that can be whether at the operational level or tactical level of planning and forecasting, or even at a strategic level, that ask, enters, how do I start building a relationship with my stakeholders? I'm not sure they want me there. how can I do this business partnering so that I can be part of keeping people accountable and not just send a report to tell them where the variances are? And the key reason why people are not part of the meetings, for why they're not invited to the table, for why they're kept outside the door, is that they fail to recognize that we win and lose together. There's absolutely no scenario where finance is successful for a year, celebrating, hey, great results. The company is not meeting its objectives. It's not delivering on the strategy. Absolutely no way. Yes, of course, it's great if we cut down time on the month-end reporting, that the planning process is now more accurate, all that. It's good, of course. But it doesn't keep the business running. It doesn't make the business, in its own right, successful. So it's extremely important that we go to business leaders and say, I'm here to help you be successful. And if we're not, I'm not successful. It's as simple as that. And there can even be cases where the business is successful and finance is still failing. Either because they don't feel, and that's a qualitative assessment, that finance has been part of making the company successful. Or alternatively, they may be happy with how we support them, but all we do is data and reporting. That's not what finance is there for. Yes, we need data and reporting, single source of truth, to understand if we're winning or losing. But it goes way beyond that, right? Because it's about winning. So reporting on if we're winning or losing, yes, we need to know that. But we need to win. Finance needs to be a driving force towards that. Keeping the score is one of our important roles in that. But I really also want to encourage you to go way beyond that. I'm talking about finance keeping the score on whether the company is winning or losing. From a strategic perspective, because being in business is about winning. And finance needs to be part of driving the wins. You should be able to tell, what did I do in the past week, month, quarter, year to help the company be successful? You should be able to highlight very specific examples and value interventions where you said, I was part of this initiative. I was facilitating, brainstorming, creating business cases, following up on execution, and in the end, we created a lot of value. What if it happened? Finance wasn't there? Maybe. But now you, as the finance professional, were there being part of making it happen, and your business leaders, business stakeholders recognize that you were part of that success. So yes, being in business is about winning, and finance needs to take part in that winning. So let that be the final words of today's hashtag Finance Masters show. Finance keeps the score on success in the company. You can go to your favorite podcast channel, search for hashtag Finance Master, and you can find all the previous episodes published in this series. And thank you, everyone, for being here today in the audience. I truly appreciate that. I hope you found it valuable, and I hope to see you again next week. So have a great rest of the week, everyone, and see you out there.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?